Welcome, everyone. Lovely to be with you and to have nothing to do. Because in essence, nothing is happening. When the mind is at rest, tranquil, and peaceful, not arguing with whatever it chooses to argue with. The universe is unfolding as it unfolds, images on the screen. You perceive a variety of thoughts, memories. Various bodily sensations. But you are this still aware presence, that which we seek. So far, seemingly, is our true being, our true nature, is what we already are, what already is. And somehow this understanding pacify the mind and pacify the body, freeing it from generations of contractions and retained attitudes in the body. So we invite ourselves, body and mind is invited to the freedom We don't need to wait. We can, in this very moment, let it all go. Why not? Why hold on to anything? Oh, what for? What's this meaningless holding on. Which maintains the illusion, this impression of sense of danger. That's something we need, we must attain, or we must become, or we must have. In order to be free, in order to be happy. When? To be happy when? To be free when? Later? After? What? So then, maybe we don't need to continue this habitual tendency to seek and resist, to look outwardly, to look somewhere for something. For whom? To free ourselves from past issues and fix the past, secure the future. How troublesome. Yeah. A momentous task. While all along this effortless presence is available, this ordinary shining awareness, which does not exist in time, which is not subject to events. It's your true self. But somehow, habitually, we refer to ourselves as somebody with problems, with issues, with sense of failure or inadequacy. We drag on the past every step we take. We're carrying, pulling all the cadavers of the past. So much effort. Exhausting. Is it possible to, for a moment, simply be this opening, this open listening space, this effortless being? Effortless perceiving, effortless knowing, effortless awaring, without anybody at the helm, without a personal doer. There is a freedom in not being somebody. Because in not being somebody, you are this that which we all are. It's said in being somebody, in being nobody, you're everybody. In being no one, you're everyone. In being nothing, you're everything. These are not empty words. But somehow we're enamored with being somebody in particular. Our stories, our narratives, our past. We identify with some imaginary character, which we sometimes love and sometimes hate. We don't realize that in this identification, we already have doomed ourselves. We've limited and contracted ourselves to suffer, to experience the sense of limitation, the sense of lack, worries and concerns, fear of death, hopes for the future. So we build this shell, this cocoon around us, separating ourselves from the totality, separating ourselves from the light of being, from joy, from freedom, from causeless peace and happiness. And we engage in struggling how to break through this cocoon which we are weaving it and struggling against it. These two go hand in hand. We hold on to the me entity, to the me narrative, and at the same time we seek freedom from it. Do you see this? And so we want freedom and happiness for me, the cocoon that we're weaving. So we're encapsulated in this impression that we exist in time and we seek eternity. We seek eternity as a character in time. This is a contradiction. You cannot have it both. So why wait? Why wait? Can we die right now? Just die to all those notions, narratives, beliefs, structures, ideologies, ideas we have, we hold on to, we identify with, we defend. Sometimes it may seem to be scary. But again, scary for whom? You see, we hold on to a structure, to a personal self, meaning to fear, because it's not possible to believe in a personal self without the experience of fear, worry, and concern. It's not possible. Whenever you experience fear, and I'm not talking about a bear chasing you, whenever you experience fear, you're holding on to the me. You are maintaining the me. A sense of personal limitation. That I'm a limited consciousness. But what is it when we're not holding on to any notion? This freedom, this open, effortless being, not knowing, this effortless awareness. Sometimes we were waiting for a savior. Maybe the guru will say something. Maybe God will appear and save me, help me. We wait. We maintain the me waiting, living the burden, hoping for something in the future. Somebody will come to save me. There'll be somehow a saving grace. But the saving grace is already there. You are that. You are this invisible, transparent, aware presence. That's God's message delivered. Not to be delivered, delivered. And then you say, yes, yes, but what? Are you something, some object that you perceive? Are you a set of feelings and sensations that you strongly identify with? Or are you that which is holding on to stuff? You already are that freedom, playing the game of limitation. You're already saved, waiting for a savior. As a way of speaking, because there is nobody to save and no savior. It's all done. It's a done deal. All is well in God's kingdom, and there is no other kingdom. The human kingdom is your imagination, God's imagination. There is no personal imagination. Everything which appears to you from beyond, not from personal doer, subject. And yet, here we are, enjoying this gathering, enjoying the peace, enjoying being, enjoying whatever's appearing on the screen. Who and what is the enjoyer? Is that enjoyer which enjoys the game of ignorance? Oh, yeah. What happened to me? What happened to me in the past? Why they did this to me? Poor me. How can I be free from blah, 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 dot, dot, dot. Sound bites, sound bites, sound bites. Spinning, spinning, spinning. We love it. Come on. Fess it up. Fess up. You love it. Your story, your narrative, the gossip about the neighbors, about your friends, about self-aggrandizement, identification with the tribe, the family, the playing the game of being mad, being upset. Playing the game of being a victim. Oh, that's a good one. Being the judge, the one that knows it all. All these different personas, these different facets. The complaining. Oh, yeah. The complaining. I've been at it for so long and I don't get it. I get it, but I get it, but. Games. You are not images that appear on the screen. You are the screen and you are the artist that is creating all these images, composing. The screen that is composing images. You are that. Recognize yourself as the screen. In this moment, the invisible, formless, aware presence. So many words to point to that which is beyond language, beyond mind, beyond words, that which is and has never not been and can not be. Don't play the dangerous game of being somebody until you grow up. Grow up first. And then you may not be interested in playing that game, the personal me game. We shall see. But we always start and end. Right now, right here in this moment, it's always this moment. This moment of discernment, where we can discern between the me game, the personal me game, and none of it. It was the peace that you seek. Is not the me game. It is none of it. The full stop. And total stillness. The core of being. The eye of the storm. But there is no storm. So, any questions?